This is Daniel Garber of the Movies for CulturalMining.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. If this is your first time listening to my show, say you just arrived at UT or maybe came to Toronto for the first time, or maybe you're an alien just landed from another planet. And if you saw me just a couple of days ago standing on a streetcar with my back stiff, one hand posed dramatically in the air, the other supporting the back of a 19-year-old woman, you might wonder, what is going on? And that's a good question, one that could only be answered in a place like Toronto. You see, each year right around now, a strange confluence of people meet and interact in the city's downtown just for a week, making for some very strange and wonderful combinations, because right now, TIFF, the Toronto International Film Festival, is opening its curtains and lighting up its screens and walls right across the city. So what that means is some 300 movies from all around the world, including countries like France, Japan, China, India, Russia, South Africa, Germany, Scandinavia, Italy, Latin America, and the US, Australia, Canada, and the UK, in a dozen different genres and more languages, are being shown both to people who work in the film industry, who want to buy and sell and publicize their movies, and the general public who wants to see the films and take in some of the glamour and excitement of seeing world and North American premieres of this and next year's best movies. The red carpet entrances to many of the screenings, and usually a director and often actors, writers, and production staff who stay after the film to answer your questions from the audience. What started as a festival where Torontonians could catch films that had already played in Berlin, Cannes, and Venice has gradually turned into one that eclipses most of the other ones in North America and vying for the title internationally as the most important film festival. It also has a spanking new building that just went up 1 year ago where many of the films are being shown, called the TIFF Bell Lightbox on King Street between Peter and John, which is really an exciting place to be. Strangers talk frankly to each other, something that's not normally done in straight-laced Toronto, about the movies, about what they're seeing, and about what's good, and equally about what sucks. A couple years ago, I was chatting candidly with a woman beside me, and then she gets up and sits on a panel on the stage to interview the filmmaker of the movie we'd just seen. I won't reveal any names, but let's just say she's had a bit of trouble with a Broadway musical involving a superhero. Yep, her. Anyway, while all the people are converging in the downtown around Lightbox and the Hyatt on King Street West, I was on my way there to pick up some information when I saw the other group involving huge numbers of people from around the globe converging on this city, the Freshers, first-year university students at one of the city's many universities and colleges. They've taken to wearing ugly colored t-shirts with strange electro designs and unreadable slogans as they shout unrecognizable chants, rushing around in huge groups following the orders of some tough girl with a megaphone. Then they offer to shine your shoes or play the tuba or just stand dazedly staring off into space when they discover their t-shirts don't match all the people they're running around with. Oops. Anyway, so there I was making my way to TIFF on a streetcar when I was swarmed by a bunch of freshers who implored that I pose pretending to be a ballet teacher. Me? Not bloody likely. Giving a lesson on a streetcar, pose for a snap, and then they all rush away to get the next thing on their scavenger hunt. So, freshers, I implore you all, task number 379 on your scavenger hunt is to stand in a rush line at one of the TIFF screenings and then tell your friends about the movie you just saw. And TIFF goers, this year, skip one reception and attend a beer pong party instead, just for one night, see what happens. Okay, here are some of the movies I've seen so far, and what better way to begin TIFF than with a meta movie about an avant-garde filmmaker taking her film on the festival circuit. It's called I'm a Good Person, I'm a Bad Person, directed by Ingrid Veninger. Ruby, played by the director, is a Yoko Ono-style experimental artist who has made a movie called Headshots, which is basically a series of close-ups of men's penises. She's about to leave Toronto with her disaffected daughter, Sarah, played by her real-life daughter, Haley Switzer, to show the film at a series of European film festivals. But before she leaves, she gives her husband what is probably the most unerotic depiction of a blowjob ever on film. Headshots indeed. So Sarah ends up acting like the disapproving mother, while Ruby, with her cinched back hair and fake glasses, is desperately trying to be cool enough, to get laid enough, to find satisfaction in her career among the cold, bored audiences at the festival she goes to. Finally, it's too much. Sarah heads off to Paris to stay with her aunt, leaving her nervous mom to face Berlin alone. Both of them carry secrets burning inside, and they have to work up the courage to face them before they meet up again. While lacking the sweetness of young love in her film Modra last year, I'm a Good Person makes up for it in this metafilm satire that skewers art films and festivals without straying too far from her great hyper-realistic style. This movie's a good way to start up that festival feeling. Next, Melancholia, directed by Lars von Trier. So Justine and Claire are yin and yang sisters. Blonde, beautiful, and talented Justine, played by Kirsten Dunst, is an advertising copywriter who just got married, but managed to show up late for her own wedding party. Then the dark, shy, Anglo-French-sounding Claire, who's supposed to be her sister, Charlotte Gainsbourg, sometimes really hates her, but she also feels a need to nurture Justine, heal her, to bring her back to life, because, you see, Justine is depressed, and she feels her life is a sham. Despite the grand wedding banquet, beside an 18-hole golf course complete with sand traps and, strangely, a telescope, her divorced parents are embarrassing her, her boss is relentlessly bugging her for a tagline, even at the wedding, and her husband turns out to be a naive hick who thinks he can cure her by showing pictures of apple trees. But Justine's life is much grander than all this. Her eyes are on the outer limits of outer space. You see, she can feel that the errant planet called Melancholia is heading for Earth and may destroy us all in just a few days. Even riding around on her horse won't cure her. Claire's optimism is also slipping away as the planet moves closer and closer. Will the world end, or will Melancholia swerve away and save us all? I don't know. After last year's shocking movie Antichrist, von Trier's depiction of the meaninglessness of modern lives feels funny, but just isn't enough. What should have been a pre-apocalyptic psychodrama felt slow, repetitive, and drawn out. It's hard to balance a 2.25-hour movie on the back of a one-trick pony. TIFF runs for the next 10 days. Tickets are still available. For more information, go to tiff.net. Also, be sure to check out the free screenings and the movie image projections that are all around the downtown. You can follow my daily coverage of the festival with reviews on Twitter and Weibo in China. This is Daniel Garber, the movies, for CIUT 89.5 FM, and on my website, culturalmining.com.